USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said today he would love to speak with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but doesn't believe he would be treated fairly. Take a listen to the president's comments before he boarded Air Force One and headed to Dallas.
I have to find that we're going to be treated fairly, because everybody sees it now, and it is a pure witch hunt. Right now, it's a pure witch hunt. Why don't we have Republicans looking also?
About 4 million Americans lost health insurance in the last 2 years, according to a new survey from the Commonwealth Fund, which attribute the decline to actions taken by President Trump and the administration. The poll did break things down politically, and it found that people that identify themselves as Republicans, the uninsured rate amongst them, rose 5%, while Democrats remained unchanged. Also, about 60% of adults surveyed said they were aware of the GOP tax bill, which included the repeal of the individual mandate penalty. This is USA Radio News.
Monica Bickert is the vice president of product policy and counterterrorism, and Facebook is sharing more details about the complex issues that we've heard about over the course of the last couple of months. Tell us what some of the things the company is doing today, Monica. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So we've long had a set of community standards that tell people what we don't allow on Facebook. For instance, we don't allow bullying, we don't allow harassment or hate speech. But what we've done now is publish the details on how we enforce those policies.
Okay, but what can people do if they feel that something has been removed in error, or maybe just misconstrued in some way?
When something gets reported to us, we have a team of real people sitting around the world. And so if you think we've made a mistake, you will now have the ability to ask us to revisit that decision.
Monica Bickert, Vice President of Product Policy and Counterterrorism.
The nation's unemployment rate is now at its lowest level since the year 2000. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The ever-increasing tight labor market continues, with Lainey Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics giving us the latest numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 164,000 in April, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing, healthcare, and mining.
Professional jobs increased by 54,000 workers, while healthcare and manufacturing each added 24,000.
Hundreds of thousands of Arizona school children returned to classes today after state lawmakers approved a 20% raise for teachers as they ended their six-day walkout that shuttered most classrooms around the state. The education funding plan was approved by lawmakers shortly before dawn yesterday and signed by Governor Doug Ducey, which awarded teachers a 9% raise in the fall and then 5% raises for each of the next 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Within the next 20 years, the number of new cancer cases is expected to increase by 70% in the United States. One in two men and one in three women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Dr. Allison Jeffries has come up with what she has titled The Mix of Six, and this talks about how you can live and how you can avoid getting cancer. Take a listen.
We talk about the mix of six, because that's really exploring these lifestyle choices. We're talking about love and support, stress, sleep, exercise, diet, and the environment and your environmental exposure. And so when a person is looking at this, it's important to remember that there's actually a synergy that takes place between all of these areas, both, you know, how we engage in them and how they can benefit us. There is a synergy that's important to remember that takes place inside the body as well as outside the body. So what I mean by that is that if you have not slept well, you then don't go to the gym, you potentially don't choose the right foods to eat. But that's also happening. There is a synergy, a negative synergy, that happens inside the body. So it's really important to look at this mix of six as a whole and to see where you can step forward to make change.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.